We now reach a point in davening between the introductory psukim and the introductory brachas, having said the Shema, and then actually starting to perform the korbanos. As a result of which, we say an introductory paragraph. Shimon Schwab explains that throughout our davening, we're actually moving through the Beis Hamikdash itself. At this point in davening, we've passed through Nicanor's gates. We're standing in the Ezra Sisrael. We're together with the Kohanim, the Levim, the representatives of the community, the Anshei Maimud, and anyone else that's come to bring a korban or just to watch. So here we daven for the ingathering of the exiles, the Kibbutz Galus. Really, there are two parts to this paragraph. Ata Hashem Elokeinu, which goes to L'chol Mamlachas Ha'aretz, and then Ata Asis HaShemayim Es Ha'aretz, which ends up with Shvisi Shvisechem Reinechem Mama Hashem. The first paragraph we ask Hashem, Kabetz Kivecha, gather together those who hope for you. What does Kivecha mean? Kaveel Hashem, Chazat V'yamitz Libecha. Kivecha, the tzaddikim that constantly look to you with hope. V'kaveel Hashem Yachalifu Koyach. Who are they? They're special people. They place their complete hope and trust in Hashem. They pray that Hashem will bring, and we daven, that Hashem should bring these special tzaddikim back to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's actually based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Dalet, Haratahu Hashem Elokeinu v'nekavelach. Surely it's you, Hashem, our God, and we place our hope in you. The word kivecha comes from the word tikva, but it also has another incredible meaning. In Yehoshua, if you'll remember the story of Rachav, the pasuk talks about the tikvas chet hashani, the cord of scarlet thread. Or, later on, say for Yeshayahu, natakav, stretching a line. So the word for hope is the same word as rope or line. What does that mean? It's talking about someone who's tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in direct connection. We refer to the word tikva in the Amida. Hatayv kele chal rachamecha, v'amrachim kele samach asadecha ma'aylam kivinu lach. We thank Hashem for all the nisim, the miracles we experience daily. We ask that His goodness and His mercy should never come to an end, although we don't deserve it. But then we do say, ma'aylam kivinu lach. We've always placed our hope in you. We've always kept our tie to you, Hashem. Even if the prognosis, even if the outlook looks totally hopeless. Obviously, that makes perfect sense. Why on Purim, we just said Al-Hanisim then. On Chanukah, we say Al-Hanisim right then. The outlook for survival for Klal Yisrael was totally hopeless. But nonetheless, we were miraculously saved. That's what it means to be a Jew. To live with a sense of tikva. The nations of the world say, Avda tikvasenu, our hope is lost. We understand that that's not the case. That Jewish people throughout the generations, despite the odds, regardless of the circumstances, have had this tikvas chet hashani, this idea of this hope, this rope that connects us to our Kodesh Baruch, a sense of complete attachment and devotion. What an incredible way to stand in the Beis HaMikdash and amongst all of Klal Yisrael.